In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At the NFL a little bit, I'll start. You mentioned Tyreek Hill, actually, like 2 minutes ago. More on just him. I think, unfortunately, given the fact that he's a player that is so reliant on speed, it's why he's on a Hall of Fame path. We all know how dynamic he has been. He's changed the game with his speed. When you destroy your knee the way he did, unfortunately, last night, like I don't think he will be the same player. Then you couple it with age already. You're wondering speed decreasing as he gets older. I hope he has an opportunity in a year and a half or 2 years to show that, no, I still got it. I unfortunately don't think that's the case. I think if it was a different wide receiver, we'd still would say it's a terrible injury and all this. His particular skill set, his size, relying on speed and having a knee that's completely destroyed, I don't think he will be back to being Tyreek Hill again, unfortunately.
I think it's really difficult because he obviously is, and we talked about this when he was in Kansas City, an excellent route runner. So, like, you know, he's very, very good at that. But at the same time, speed is obviously what separates him from the weak in a lot of cases. And, yeah, how can you, at 33 years old, he's probably already going to slow down. Wasn't he, Gold? I do think he'll play football again, don't you? I assume he'll be on a roster. I don't think he's just going to retire at the end of this thing. No,
I think he'll give it a shot, but I think there's a real chance he goes he's on a team in camp or something in a year and a half from now, and then he's in camp. We're like, man, he doesn't have the same burst, and he's just not the same. I mean, he's so reliant on that.
It's going to be a prove-it deal. I don't have any argument against that. It's definitely going to be that. I'm going to do my old 32 today on Jake Browning, a player that I remember.
I'm going to step away from the mic.
Just 2 weeks ago on this show, Drew and I got into an argument over the backup quarterbacks and who you would like starting for your particular team. At that time, I had said he would rank fifth out of six possible backup quarterbacks. Drew cited some rookie year numbers for him. I pointed out that was seven games compared to Mac Jones' rookie year. Comparable, a quarterback that nobody likes. He's now started 9 games in his career. He's played in 15, and he's thrown what would be the equivalent of about a half season's worth or 3/5 of a season's worth of pass attempts. He averages 162 yards a game. He averages one touchdown a game, essentially, maybe 1.5 if you're being generous. And he averages a pick a game. Actually, 1.5 on that and 2. He stinks. He's like every other backup quarterback. I don't know if Drew's accepted it yet, but Jake Browning, like most backup quarterbacks, he's not isolated in this, stinks.
Hey, and I think Jason Kelsey's right, actually, as a matter of fact.
Jake Browning stinks?
I think I needed more validation, but because of how bad they look with Jake Browning, Jason Kelsey said yesterday at halftime that Joe Burrow is the best player in the world.
Turning this into a Burrow argument?
Because of how awful they looked yesterday. I think you're right, though. I think he does stink. And
Shifted.
I don't know. I don't think
exposure is tough in the NFL.
I don't think he's like bad. I think some of it has to do with everything, including the offensive line. But I don't know how... I don't know what if he was the Monstars and he just stole Tom Brady's talent for 5 games, because in 2023 he was very good, and I don't know where that individual went, but it's not currently here.
We all can learn this lesson in the NFL, and I know Gold's mentioned a million times, we'll mention it again. Exposure is a tough thing in the NFL. It is easy to look good and a little microburst when they don't have
7 games is more than a microburst.
There's a reason. No, that's a microburst. In the NFL, the second you start every day and they get tape on your ass, they figure it out pretty quick. And we also see that the Bengals roster had some major holes in it and continues to have major holes. That's probably not helping him that he's getting killed yesterday by the Denver Broncos defensive line.
Yeah, no, that
who leads the NFL in fairness. Denver Broncos lead the NFL in pressures, sacks, and pressure rate. So, like, I mean, that's a team that'll get to the quarterback. But, yeah, Jake Browning stinks. He'd be starting for a team that's any good.
The hype, there was a lot of hype. That's
I mean,
all,
yeah, I can say that so I'm wrong about Jake Browning, but it's not, it doesn't.
You hyped him up a lot.
Well, yeah, because
you said he was a dog.
Because based on what we had seen, that's all that we knew.
That's true.
I'm not going to act like he's not something that we haven't seen yet. Just the same as I'm not going to act like, I don't know, somebody who's playing really good as an MVP.
It's in our office.
Where's the Hooters outfit? I just wanted to see if we can just, you can just start sizing it's, yourself a little bit.
It's in the office. The 2-2. Tough start now.
I mean, yeah.
0-2, I was feeling pretty bad. Or 2-0, I was feeling pretty bad.
Yeah, I'll have to see. I don't have any shame in wearing it. It's not like it's.
Bengals
like,
have the Lions, like, Packers, Steelers coming up.
I don't think it's as embarrassing for me as it is as it would be for you guys wearing the outfit.
No, it's embarrassing all the way across the board.
I
would not be good if I had to wear it. Would not be good if Cody had to wear it either.
I would have been pretty embarrassed.
I don't feel embarrassed for having to wear it. I just have to wear it because it was part of the bet. I mean, it is what it is.
Fair enough.
Which, I mean, it's. When the fat lady sings. In all likelihood, they're not going to be in the playoffs. So whenever that happens, then yeah, I mean, I'll wear it. That's how it goes.
Which player would you like to talk about today? Or team?
So I'm going to talk about Cam Ward.
Oh.
I think more players, and this is something, and I wish that more players in the NFL and more coaches in the NFL were just honest. I wish that they were honest. Cue what I'm about to play from Cam Ward, who after they played going to 0-4, this is what he said.
I mean, if we keep in a buck right now, we ass.
I'm going to keep it a buck. We're not good. Point blank and period. I like the honesty. You know, where some other quarterbacks might say, well, you know, we got to be a little bit better. We got to work on this stuff. I'm going to work on making sure that I can be a little bit better as a quarterback. I like the honesty.
We stink.
Ass is so funny.
I love the honesty. I wish coaches were this way, too. We're just not good. Point blank and period. Like, you just being honest, I think, provides...
Yeah.
More respect the, level instead of just, well, we gotta be better and just moving on from there. It gets very irritating to hear that on a regular basis, just across the league.
The people who made the t-shirts that just had the Titans logo and it just said we ass on top. I'll just tell you right now,
you
if this were the Chiefs in that situation, whatever, I would have immediately purchased that shirt. I would have immediately purchased it.
I think there's a Cincy version coming out here very soon this week as well. That is all 32.
They might be as bad as the Titans. The way the offense is, look, the offense is maybe worse than the Titans' offense.
Pretty
to be honest with you.
Yikes.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.